Last week, we started the series on the five things a godly wife does for her husband to save her husband and her marriage. And my email and my text and my Facebook and everything just kind of blew up. And I'm almost a little scared to share about today's topic, which is still in this series, and it's called the Jezebel Spirit, because again, I got a feeling a lot of you can relate, and my mailbox will probably again blow up. But you got to do what you got to do. So hang in there. That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up. Slay your Garth Heckman, David Alliance. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Okay. So last week, we did a series on the five things a godly wife does to save her husband and her marriage. It was respect, love, honor, serve, submit. And then we talked about how a man could make it easier for his wife to do that. And now today, we're going to take on another topic along the same line, and it's the Jezebel spirit. Now, this is a hot topic right now, I admit. It's all over the internet. It's being covered by Mark Driscoll, Isaiah Salvador, Vlad Slavik, Robert Morris, Jimmy Evans, and many, many others. And they're all great. Google them, look for them, look at all their stuff. But I'm going to do my best to cover this because it ties into what we've been covering. And so first of all, to identify Jezebel spirit in a woman, and it can be in a man, but today I'll basically talk about in a woman in the context of marriage. One must ask if your wife wants to respect you, love you, honor you, serve you, and submit to you. Now, she may have a hard time doing it, she may struggle, but at the core of her identity, she might say and be able to say, I truly do want to be that type of woman for my husband, but there are many who would rather have their arms cut off than to say yes to that. Yes, I want to be that type of wife to my husband. Or they would say, well, I would, but then there are excuses. The truth is, men, you typically know, and women, if you're honest, you know if you really want to be that type of wife or not. And if you don't, then you are probably operating under a Jezebel spirit. And again, men can have it too. So I'm going to deal with the men a little bit throughout this, but hang in there. First, let's talk about what are the key characteristics of the Jezebel spirit. You can read through this in Revelations 2, starting in verse 18, but there are four main ones: manipulation, control, selfishness, and being authoritative, or taking the authority in the relationship. You know, the word Jezebel actually means unhinged or unmarried. It's the woman who is under the control of the Jezebel spirit. She has no regard for her marriage or her spouse, because marriage is about being under authority. Christianity is about being under authority. Being a follower of Christ is about being under authority. The spirit of Jezebel hates that in any form, especially within her husband. She has no regard for the things that are holy, like her vows and marriage, because she's demonic. She's anti-holy. So what does a Jezebel spirit do to get her way? Well, she'll whine, she'll pout, she'll demand, she'll withdraw, she'll be self-righteous, she'll use sex or the lack of it, she'll name-call, she'll seduce, she'll intimidate, she'll gossip about you to others, including family members or people at church. And guess what? She will not talk about it with you, or even have conversations with you about it. If you bring it up, she'll be like, oh, it's me. I'm the problem. It's always me. You're perfect. You know what? I'm not doing this. I'm not talking about this. And guess what? When they handle it that way, well, that's all four characteristics: manipulation, control, selfishness, and taking the authority in the relationship. And guess what? You've allowed it. The spouse, usually the husband, has allowed it. Now, I will speak to men for the most part about dealing with a woman with the Jezebel spirit. But you as a man have the spirit of Ahab. That's the husband to Jezebel in the Old Testament. Ahab allowed Jezebel to be in control to the point where it got out of control. And that's a topic for a whole nother podcast. But if you're the man and you are in that position, look into it. Look into the Ahab spirit and how you can get out of that. Maybe we'll go there. I don't know. But look, once you determine that your spouse is operating under the spirit of Jezebel, what do you do? Well, let's go in the order of importance. First of all, repent. You allowed it, and you did not stand up to it. You'd rather choose peace, which how much peace do you really have now? See, the more peace you have in the household by not dealing with it, the less peace you have inside. As the man, you were created and told to be the head of the house and to lead, but you allowed your wife to whine and complain and pout and because you were tired of dealing with it, and now it's taken control. Number two, pray over your house, your life, and your spouse. Immediately begin to come against this spirit in your prayer time. If you don't pray, guess what? You have no authority to deal with this. You're left alone to your own devices. You have to get on your knees, read and pray and obey and seek God and come against that in prayer, in your life, in your spouse, in your house. Number three, get your ducks in a row before you take on the spirit and confront your wife. Maybe you caved in and now your spiritual walk is a mess, shallow, mundane, or worse yet, it's just phony. Get your walk in order at least a few weeks before moving forward. Then, next, prepare for battle. She's going to throw everything in the book at you. So get ready to go without sex for maybe weeks or months. And don't beg for it. And don't you yourself try to manipulate her for it or you become the enemy. Keep praying and keep seeking God's grace, but be ready for the battle in the long haul. Also, when you are ready to confront her, do it with grace. And start out by confessing that you were not being the husband you were supposed to be, and you are now seeking God's guidance to be the head of the house, and you will still make mistakes going forward, but you're going to seek God with all you can to lead the house. Next, start to gently but firmly put your foot down and explain that when you as the husband now disagree, you will take time to pray about it, and then you will let her know your decision. If she chooses not to follow it, that's her decision. But you're going to continue to move forward under the direction of God. Explain to your wife that there are three types of relationships. There are healthy relationships, unhealthy relationships, and no relationships. And you will no longer tolerate unhealthy relationships. So if she's going to pout, whine, complain, manipulate, sulk, withdraw, whatever, you will choose to back off and have no relationship in that area. Explain you will still have a relationship with her, you will still love her, but in that one area, you will choose to not talk about it or be moved forward just by what she does. Now, a line you may use at your own discretion is this. Are you telling me or are you asking me? If you're asking me, that means we can discuss it. But if you're telling me, that means it's an order and I don't take orders. But I will pray about it and get back to you on the matter. So here are the things that will happen in most cases. First of all, when you expose the Jezebel spirit, it will become weaker even though it will fight back. And that's why it will fight back, just so aggressively, because as soon as you identify it, it starts to have to crawl back in the corner. You will have a greater intimacy with God in your quiet time and your devotions because you've taken your rightful lead as the head of the household. And you will begin to notice rewards in your own life. This is biblical, as we see in Revelation, when Jesus talks about coming against the spirit of Jezebel, you also see rewards in your life. And finally, you will actually feel your love rekindled for your spouse because you will now see how they are being manipulated by this evil spirit. Finally, and I know this is going long, most women will be at some point, they'll begin to move in line and become followers of their husbands as the husband continues to seek God and be the godly example. However, some will not, but they will understand that they are in error and sin, whether they vocalize it or not. I would recommend that everyone goes through deliverance, but especially those dealing with the Jezebel spirit. Men, move forward in love, in grace, in patience, but in deep, dark conviction from time in prayer and seeking God. This is the David Alliance, Garth Heckman. Keep slaying giants.